Harold McGuinness, organiser of the Extreme North Quadrathon. This is a truly unique event. It takes place from the 17th to the 20th of August. And in essence, there is four full marathons or four half marathons. So tell us a little bit more.
Hi, Chris. The Quadrathon, so this would be its 12th year, but two missed two over COVID. The Quadrathon is, as you say, quite unique in that people aren't running around loops. And if anybody knows Anishone, before the Wild Atlantic Way, there was a thing called Anishone 100, which is a 105-mile route around Anishone, and that's exactly what we're doing. So anybody also knows Anishone will know that's not a flat marathon. We have quite a few hills, including Mamore Gap as part of it, which is a feature of it.
It's four marathons or four half marathons in four consecutive days, starting on Thursday, August the 17th. Maybe tell us a little bit about each of the days.
Right. Well, the important thing to know is that the Quadrathon is structured to suit everybody. It's a walk. It's a walk and jog, or it's a fast run, whatever way you want to do it. And the way it's structured is that the walkers each day go out at 7 o'clock. Slow runners, anybody like over 5 hour marathon time would go out at 8 o'clock, and then the normal field would go out at 9 o'clock. And the same, there's a half hour difference in the half marathon. It's 10:30 for walkers and 11 for the runners. First day starts in Mobile, and it goes around Shrove and out past Kinnegal Bay and finishes up in Mallantown. I suppose one of the things that people think about in that situation is, well, how do I do this? How do I get there? How do I get back? That's all taken care of. We have shuttle buses. So the shuttle bus will pick you up before the start and take you to the start from the finish line, or vice versa, pick you up at the finish line afterwards and take you back to the start line if you have a car or stuff like that. So that's all made very simple. So even for somebody coming on their own with no support, still works perfectly. On day two, same format, they leave Mallantown, they go out round Glengad, up past the Crua into Mallinhead. I forgot to mention on day one, the half marathon starts at Kinnegal Bay. The half marathon always starts on the second half of the marathon. So then the half marathon then starts at Mallinhead at the pier. And then they come right round Mallinhead, Bambus Crown, and Knockamany Bends, and they finish back in Mallin. So we start and finish in Mallin on the same day. The half marathoners, they don't need buses. The half marathoners are always bused from the finish line to the start each day. And so when they get back, their cars are at the finish line. Then on day three, they'll leave, which is one of the features of it. Terrifying feature, but it sort of seems to resonate with everybody afterwards. They leave Mallin, go through Kildaff, Clonmany, and Orris, and over Mamore Gap, and that finishes at the youth club in Buncrana on the Saturday. The half marathons don't escape at Mamore either, because it starts out past Clonmany. Day four is quite simple. It's basically a nice flat marathon. It's from Buncrana to Muff, and the half marathon starts at Muff, and everybody heads to Muffville.
So spectacular scenery throughout, and I'm sure after the fourth day, huge elation, huge joy, having completed such a mammoth task for so many people.
Oh yeah. Well, each day, when I started the quadrus from the beginning, I decided that anybody who completes the thing is a winner as much as the winners. So the two things that's quite unique about the marathon also is at the end of each day there's a buffet, so everybody gets something wholesome to eat. On the final day we have a sort of celebration, like almost like a proper dinner at the finish line. Each day everybody gets their medal, but on the final day we have an assembly and line, and the medal's very unique. The four medals screw together and form quite a large trophy. It's almost a bit of foot high. It's very spectacular. believe it or not, some people do it just for the medal.
And you can, of course, just do, you don't have to do all four. There are some people you can just do one, two, three, or four.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You choose what you want to do. And in some cases, if people start on day one, it happens quite often that people start on day one and decide then they want to do another day. End up maybe doing all 4 days, so that's okay. If you're signed in at all, then we accommodate any runner at that stage.
The feedback from previous years has been hugely positive. You know, the word has certainly got out.
We started off in the first 3 years with less than 30 people. No, now the target's like 300. Really, there's three aspects to why, you know, how the quadrathon grew, and it grew quite quickly over 3 years. The main one was word of mouth, because people could find no fault with it. They found that they come here. It turned out to be a social occasion for a lot of the runners, because a lot of them are going and running a single marathon and meeting people on the road, and they're here for 4 days, and it became a social event on their calendar. We look after them well, and then as well as that, then the medal is the other. As the other factor, and the logistics, you know, they can do this. They don't have to worry about transport. They don't have to, you know, worry about different things. It just happens. You come on your own, you have a car, you don't have a car. The thing works. And I think that's really why a lot of people keep coming back to it. We would have some people who have done all 10.
I'm speaking with Harold McGuinness, the organiser of Extreme North's Quadrathon, which takes place in Inishowen from the 17th of August to the 20th. Four races in 4 days, or you can walk them, jog them, get around any way you can. Harold, still possible to enter. You have a website as well, so if somebody is interested in signing up, they can still do so?
Yeah, the website, if they go to Extreme North, and they'll be able to sign up there. Entries will be open. Well, I expect entries will be open for most of this month easily. No, I think so. It depends on how the entry levels go, and it's reasonably good at the moment. For your listeners, if anybody wants to sign up for the quadrathon, whether it's one or all four or whatever they want to do, if they use a discount code Highland, as in HIGHLAND, and I'll set up a discount code for 10% off if anybody wants to sign up, and we keep that open for 2 weeks.
That's great. And just in conclusion, right, Harold, you know, just to stress again, this is a truly unique event. There is nothing like it anywhere in Europe.
There's nothing, no, that's like, you know, the participants, the breakdown of the participants are roughly 60% from the island of Ireland, and 40% from overseas, which is mainly UK, France and Germany. So when they're coming here, and I mean coming here regularly, no, that says a lot about it.
And I think the abiding memory that people take away from it is the spectacular scenery and hospitality.
Oh yeah, they'd be buzzing. They'd be buzzing when they cross that line on the Sunday. They'd be buzzing, you know, and then the medals and everything. And the hospitality, no, they just absolutely love it.